There's something extraordinary about the way animals can transform our lives. Two dogs and a parrot might seem like simple companions, but through their unfiltered authenticity, they become our greatest spiritual directors. These creatures who share our homes don't just provide companionship, they offer profound lessons in how to live fully human lives. In a world increasingly disconnected from nature, where screens mediate most of our interactions, animal companions reconnect us to something primal and essential. They ground us in the physical world, demonstrate unconditional love, and remind us of our place within creation's larger web. Through their eyes, we glimpse a reality unburdened by human complexities, one where authenticity, play, and presence take precedence over achievement, status, and material gain. Danny, a spirited Irish setter, arrived as an unexpected birthday gift that challenged all notions of control. Despite plans to keep him in the garage, concerns about rats brought him inside. His designated spot at the basement stairs lasted just 3 nights before his howling broke our resolve. The battle ended when attempts to leash him to a dresser failed. Morning revealed both Danny and the furniture beside the bed. This struggle mirrors our tendency to force life into preconceived notions rather than accepting what is. When we surrender to reality, welcoming life as it is, we discover freedom and peace. Despite extensive obedience training, Danny showed little interest in tricks. While other dogs earned ribbons for obedience, Danny received only most lovable. After 3 training courses and embarrassing dog show performances, a truth emerged. Danny wasn't made for obedience. He was meant to be a character, not perform them. In our celebrity-obsessed culture, we often chase public dreams rather than developing our genuine gifts. Real fulfillment comes from discovering and embracing who we're meant to be, quirks, limitations, and all. Danny became the unofficial mascot at a high school, transforming routines into opportunities for connection. His greatest delight was an automatic door at the grocery store. By tapping his paw on the mat, the door would open with a satisfying whoosh, entertaining him for hours. This reveals something profound about enjoyment as a spiritual practice. In our standardized world, the holiness of uselessness allows us to challenge monotony and rediscover hope through play. During a summer at the Atlantic City Boardwalk, Danny watched anxiously as the sisters swam in the ocean. Seeing them neck deep in water, he worked himself into a frenzy, crashed through a screened window, fell 10 feet, raced under the boardwalk, and swam out to grab a bathing suit strap, attempting to rescue someone from a non-existent danger. In that moment, the playful rogue became a fierce protector. This incident illustrates how our core passions already exist within us, glimpsed in spontaneous moments when something matters enough to risk everything. There is something each of us is meant to do, and someday, if true to ourselves, we will do it. After enduring uncomfortable veterinary visits, Danny finally took a stand. When the doctor reached for a syringe during his 3rd visit, Danny didn't growl or snap. He simply raised his leg and sprayed the doctor's white coat, pants, and shoes. The vet remarked that while he'd given many shots to dogs, he'd never had one express his opinion so clearly. Danny demonstrated how to express discomfort without destroying relationships, plainly, clearly, and without rancor. In a world where we often either suppress feelings or explosively, he showed a middle path. He didn't attack or cower, he simply made his position unmistakably clear while maintaining dignity. After being ignored during a work meeting, Danny expressed his frustration by climbing onto the table and systematically raking hundreds of unnumbered papers onto the floor. Another time, during a late-night conversation, he paraded through rooms with high-stepping prances, trying to draw attention to the butter plate stuck to his teeth after helping himself to a pound of butter. These incidents reveal a truth. Everyone needs attention, and work alone cannot fuel a full life. Without balance, our neglected needs eventually intrude disruptively. During a counseling session with a fragile woman showing no progress for months, Danny emerged from under the desk. Instead of coming to his owner, he went straight to the woman, placing his head on her lap, eyes melting into hers. "You understand, don't you, Danny?" she whispered. tears finally came as she bent over him, and with his presence, her great hurts poured out. This moment taught that empathy, feeling tears rather than just seeing them, means more than talk. While charitable actions matter, simply being present to pain can be equally powerful. Understanding often means more than solutions when someone is suffering. How often do you rush to fix problems rather than bearing witness to another's pain? Support, knowing someone will stand by when everything fails, saves us from despair and makes life seem possible again. In our productivity-obsessed culture, we measure success by tasks completed rather than relationships nurtured. Without balance, neglected needs eventually intrude disruptively, as Danny showed with his paper-raking incident during an important work meeting. When too absorbed in professional lives, we risk missing connections that give life its deepest meaning. Children naturally embrace wonder and discovery, but many adults lose this quality. When was the last time you felt pure delight in something simple? How might your life change if you sought moments of joy rather than just checking tasks off your list? Finding wonder in ordinary experiences transforms daily life from drudgery into adventure, revealing the extraordinary within the mundane. What moves you to action regardless of personal cost? When have you felt most alive and purposeful? These moments reveal your deepest nature and potential contribution. When did you last truly disconnect from work to be fully present with loved ones? What signals might your body, relationships, or emotions be sending about neglected areas of your life? Duffy, a golden retriever rescued from euthanasia for growing too large for show standards, arrived joyless. Once cherished, he'd been banished to an outdoor kennel, abandoned for years. Though impeccably trained, he feared every interaction, didn't understand play, and suspected love. His first night revealed he couldn't navigate stairs. He'd been raised for his talents, not for life itself. Selected as championship material as a puppy, he never learned basic dog skills. Each of us carries similar wounds. Our greatest challenge may be working through these limitations to discover our deepest valor. Woundedness isn't merely negative. It invites us to give ourselves fully elsewhere, focusing on bringing particular gifts to bloom. When we refuse to let what cannot destroy what can be, we discover dormant parts of ourselves, beginning anew when something desired has ended. How might your limitations actually guide you toward your unique contribution? Perhaps your greatest strength lies precisely where you feel most broken.